Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Spags, if Dennis Allen, that's always my example. Forget Dennis Allen.
Well, they look like brothers, too.
Spags, yeah,
Dennis Allen and Spags.
They do kind of
look
like they would be siblings together at Christmas in Philly. Spags has earned a right to have one more crack at the head coaching.
I totally agree.
I don't think he'll ever get it, but I do want to be clear that Spags has. But Spags has earned the right to have another chance. There have been so many coaches who had no success in their first job who got to be a head coach again. Adam Gase, who we mentioned earlier, got a second head coaching job. Dennis Allen has gotten a second head coaching job. Josh McDaniels' first head coaching job went horribly. Plenty of coaches have gotten a second opportunity. Spags is the single greatest defensive coordinator in NFL history. I don't understand why somebody wouldn't just give him one more crack. I am glad, I'll say. I'm glad he's getting an interview, because then at least it means somebody's taking him somewhat soon. They're giving him a chance. He hasn't interviewed in a long time.
Now, the Jets have requested everybody but you and I at this point
for an interview. Like 50.
They interviewed Rex Ryan, and he thinks he has a great shot at the job. So Spags, you would think, is going to be a top candidate.
But
maybe?
No, I mean, I think what hurts Spags, it is unfair, I guess. He's 65 years old, and there's some teams clearly that have shied away from that. But I'm with you. I mean, I think he's done enough since becoming a coordinator again, for crying out loud. Potentially adding a fourth ring, or fifth, I guess it'd be his fifth ring, wouldn't it?
He's got another one with a different organization.
He's four time right now. So yeah, it'd be a fifth ring. He deserves a crack at it. I mean, you and I, we had him on the show in February, you know, after the Super Bowl last year, at the end of the season.
And we asked him.
He's happy, you know, basically, I'm happy where I'm at, but of course, you know, I'd be interested basically in being a head coach if that opportunity presented itself. So good for him for getting an interview. We'll see if anybody else requests it. Right now, if you were asking Nagy, Spags, and Borgonzi, the Chiefs assistant general manager, out of that group, as we talked with Nate about this yesterday, Nate Taylor, who's most likely to actually get a job outside the organization? It's Borgonzi. I think after that, then I would actually go, man.
I'd probably put Nagy too. He's an offensive mind.
You know
this works.
Mitchell Trubisky.
He's younger, and his stint went better.
Has not been anything ever since Matt Nagy wasn't as head coach.
And his stint went better. Like, he won more games. He won a higher percentage of his games.
Yeah.
And he's younger.
So all those things kind of work against Spags. New contract Spags got here. Yeah, that doesn't matter. It's a defensive coordinator contract. If you get a head coaching opportunity, there's no non-compete.
Yeah. There's no buyout. You just leave. And he's never going to hold a coordinator back from a head coaching job.
Also, if you're Spags, you're taking the Jets, though. Like, your legacy is so good right now.
You got no other head coaching calls. You got to take whatever job they give you if you want to do it.
In fairness, I think in regards to that quick little list, I think you would almost flip it. In terms of guys you could least afford to lose, you would not want the Spags would be the last guy you want.
They would be fine if Matt Nagy left. They'd be just fine. That's not a shot at Nagy at all.
Borgonzi left, I would not.
We've seen
waking up in sweats. If Spags left, I'd be worried.
Yeah, because it's not a shot at Nagy. We've seen Doug Peterson leave. They were fine. We saw EB leave. They were obviously fine.
Nagy leave a different time.
Saw him leave already once. They were fine. it's just the reality that Andy Reid is the offensive of play caller ultimately. They could be fine if that happened. Defensively would be a much bigger question. Although, I'll be honest, if you did tell me Spags left, I'd just promote Dave Merritt. I'd have Dave Merritt become my
defensive coordinator. I probably would, too. It concerns me because the thing I said, I mean, he's the single greatest defensive coordinator in NFL history. He's the most successful defensive coordinator in NFL history. And it complicates the thing about defensive coordinator is it complicates things for Andy. Andy loves nothing more than to find a defensive coordinator and be like, your job.
Yeah,
Andy, do you know any of the names of the linebackers? Sure don't, and don't care. He's like, hey, Andy, Leo's got a question. He's like, Leo who? Chanel, he plays linebacker for us? You sure? Like, he doesn't need
54.
To...
Oh,
54. Okay. Got it. I remember him on some tape. Yeah, cool. Sounds good. He wants to just leave the defense to the person who could handle it. It would obviously have an impact, although I would put it at a very low odds.
So interviews are taking place this week, a lot of them over Zoom. That's kind of how this week's going to take place, how it's going to go.